Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
First to the news that a man and a woman in their 80s have been found dead at a house in Glaunthaun village, 7 kilometres east of Cork City. Let's get more on this now with Paul Byrne, who's a producer and presenter with Cork's 96 FM. Good morning, Paul. There's very limited information on this. It's breaking in the last couple of hours, but what do you know? What can you tell us?
Good morning, Claire. It's a very, very sad, very, very tragic story. This elderly couple, both of whom were in their 80s, were found dead at the bottom of the stairs in their house yesterday in Glaunthaun. If you're coming from Cork, you drive into Glaunthaun village. There's a church on your left-hand side, and just turn right over a bridge near the Rising Tide pub. You'll see a little terrace of houses, and they're just old houses, and you know, people have been living there for many, many years. Now, members of the couple who were found dead yesterday, they became concerned for their welfare. They called to the house about 5 o'clock, and when they didn't get any reply, they actually kicked in the door, and sadly the elderly couple were found dead at the bottom of the stairs. Now, immediately a full-scale investigation was launched. Gardaí arrived. There wasn't a smell of gas. There was no sign of forced entry. One line of investigation, however, the postmortems will determine the exact cause of death. But one line of inquiry is that the couple may have taken a fall together from the top of the stairs. It's understood that one may have taken a little trip or a stumble. The other reached out to grab hold of their loved one, and both fell. And because of their age and fragility, the injuries were so severe that both of them died. Now, obviously, the post-mortem results will establish the exact cause of death, but that is one line of investigation. It's a tragic story, possibly a very, very freak accident. If it's any consolation to the families, as I said, no sign of forced entry, no sign of foul play. It's little or no consolation, but hopefully it will be some comfort to them that these people did not die in any way or suffer a violent death.
It's a desperately sad story, Paul, but thank you for bringing the detail of it to us. Paul Byrne there, producer and presenter with Cork's 96 FM.